4 DJ W Mobile.
W4DJW, KN4RJN, where are you mobiling to?
John, headed up to the Verizon store to pick up a SIM card. What you up to?
Sneezing my head off because everything's blooming, but other than that...
Side, blue sky, bright sunshine, green grass starting to come through. Nice out here.
The blooming is throwing more pollen in the air you can shake a stick at.
Buds on trees, so I guess, what, we're 11 days, 10 or 11 days into spring now? I guess that's doing what it's supposed to do, right?
I guess, but as soon as it settles down a little bit, I'll go outside.
Yeah, that too, but I normally sneeze 3 or 4 times a day anyway. I don't know why. I just all of a sudden get the urge to sneeze. But I know what you're talking about. I have been in those modes where you're sneezing every few minutes. It gets frustrating.
Everybody else is worried about running out of toilet paper. I'm worried about running out of Kleenex.
Your store yesterday for the first time in about 2 or 3 weeks, and they had just as much on the aisle of everything that they always have. It was no different. But I see posts of people posting stuff saying that the shelves are empty. I think it's people running around shouting the sky is falling, and it's not.
BWA.
Dave, good morning. John, how are you guys this morning?
I'm out headed to the Verizon store. What are you up to?
Well, I just happened to hear you guys on here, and John and I had a similar conversation yesterday, and I finally asked John, what is it about Corona and toilet paper? Is it when you cough or sneeze, you do something in your britches? I don't see the correlation.
Just need a reason to panic.
That is exactly what I was going to say.
I don't know. I think it's a conspiracy by the toilet paper companies.
Like when the weatherman says snow and everybody runs out and gets their bread and milk. So they couldn't figure out what to do with the bread and milk, so they decided to go with toilet paper and whatever, hand sanitizer. That's the other thing.
Here I'm talking about it, but I don't see any indication that it's going on. Everything looks normal to me.
If I don't run out of beer and chips, I'll be all right.
There you go. You got that right. Hey, David, had you seen anything on that Aries exercise today, that Phoenix Dawn exercise?
Head's down at work and working on the repeater controller and letting everything else go, so it probably flew right by me.
Well, is 4-7, is that 14547 or is that 14647?
I'm pretty sure it's 14547, with a tone of either 91.5 or 123, one of those two.
Key up. They're having their exercise today, and I was just going to try to monitor, but I haven't heard a thing on there. It's dead.
MW.
Hey, Jimmy.
The exercise was yesterday.
But I saw an email that went out that said it was the 12th. Is this the 12th or the 13th?
The alerts over the TV and the radios and all that at 9 o'clock yesterday morning, and the check-in was on the 145-470 yesterday.
Well, the story of my life. Day late and a dollar short. Hey, did you get all your certifications or certificates for all the software?
One, I've got about 12 or so numbers that I printed that out. And the other one is coming in, one of them's coming in the mail, and I'm supposed to get one over my telephone, over email.
Okay. All right. Well, good enough. Well, we should be ready for Saturday. Hey, David, we're getting our N3FJP and our logbook of the world and all that good stuff set up, and I'm going to try to integrate my laptop with all that software into my 991A probably this evening.
Steve, I thought you were coming over here this evening.
That's right. Well, Jimmy, you're still planning on coming up here, right?
Is that going to be a problem?
What are you doing that? There's a couple of guys coming over here, and we're all going to integrate our software at the same time. And we're trying to get up on the HFDX systems, software systems.
At net time of around 9.
Oh, we'll be finished and long done by then. I may still ride over there this evening if that's all right. Wonderful, wonderful. Yeah, because they're going to be coming over here about 6 or 6:30. Isn't that right, Jimmy?
That's my plan. Part of my announced a while ago must be wrong. I hear information being transferred over on the other frequency.
Okay, well, I'm just not picking it up on this HT. I'll have to go out to my shed in a minute and see if I get it out there. So, yeah, you plan on being up here between 6 and 6:30, and W4NGU, I think, is tentative on that. He's going to let us know. But you and I definitely need to do it. Bring your laptop, and John, I'll be over at your place at about 8:30, 8:45.
For CPA.
Man, the neighborhood is just going to pot. Wow. Hey, David, are you still in there? No. Let's rephrase that. W4DJW, are you still in there with us too?
ERO.
CBA, David, I guess we lost W4DJW. He was doing some stuff. What's happening this morning there, bud? And new contact. How about giving us just 1 second, then you can jump in there between.
I'm just here at the house. We're having some internet issues. The cable guy's here. And I was just copying the mail. Steve, can you give me a phone call when at your convenience?
Not only yes, but is this something urgent?
It's an urgent.
Okay, all right. Sounds like a winner to me, bud. I'll give you a holler. New contact. Jump back in there.
Roger that. N4WRO down here in the great state of South Carolina. Hey, who was asking about the Aries exercise?
That would be me, KN4BWA, Steve.
Hey, Steve, South Carolina is running the Aries exercise on 145.370 and 441.150.
It's 470. Let's not sprout any claws now. I was told yesterday it was 470, and I was trying to monitor on this little handheld, but I wasn't picking anything up, so I guess I'm going to have to go out to my shed and really get on a real radio. Yeah, I'll go out there.
I'm hearing them all 370 out here.
I'm going to take this little HT, and I'm going to drop down to 370, see if I get anything. I'll be right back with you.
Roger that, N4WRO.
Steve, I'm going to jump out. I'm just about where I'm going. This is N4MMW Mobile, be clear.
73's Jimmy, N4MMW. We'll catch you later on. John, I'm going to drop down there to 370, and I'm going to see if I can catch that, and I'll be back in a minute.
Sure.
For VWA. I'm back, guys. I haven't heard a thing. I'm going to have to go out there on a real radio. This little HT is not picking that up, so I'm going to get myself together and go out to my shed in just a second, see if I can get those guys.
Whiskey 4 Echo Echo Yankee.
Sunshine. KN4 VWA.
I've got a two-receiver radio here in the truck. They were on earlier, but now, right now, they're not active. So it's intermittent. So the fact you don't hear them doesn't mean they're not there. Whiskey 4 Echo Echo Yankee, got to drop off some recycling.
Yeah, I had been trying to monitor all morning. It's just this little HT has got a different kind of squelch to it, so I guess it was just blocking them off, and it wasn't that great of receivers. Like I said, I'm going to go back out to the shed and see if I can pick them up on a real radio. And I'm sorry I missed class the other night, but I think you can tell by my voice I am down with creeping crud.
Yeah, I'm just saying it doesn't matter whether you have a real radio or the HT. They are not transmitting at the times that you were checking.
Roger, roger.
Thank you, clear.
NWA, clear.